today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah, dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And for today, we're going to speak about paradise in the view of Islam. So I invite you to be with us. Salamu Alaikum. Today, Tuesday, is the 13th of Rabiul Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of November, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Be with us with some verses from the Holy Quran, verses 10 to 14 from chapter
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والسابقون السابقون
And the forerunners
أولئك المقربون
Those are the ones brought near to Allah
في جنات النعيم
In the gardens of pleasure
ثلة من الأولين
A large company of the former peoples
وقليل من الآخرين
And a few of the later peoples
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Taking the lead in matters of faith and doing righteous good deeds is meritorious. Those who take the lead in doing righteous good deeds in this world shall be foremost in receiving divine rewards. It is also worthy of note that Ibn Abbas narrates from Messenger of Allah that he asked the noble Prophet of Islam concerning the exegesis of the blessed verse in question, and he replied, The angel Gabriel said unto me that they are Ali and his followers who shall be foremost in being admitted to paradise. And they shall be nearest to divine threshold, owning to the respect accorded them by Allah Almighty.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense I know that you exist You are the light You guides me through my darkest nights Shows me right from wrong and left A world that often lies Cause
I don't need
anyone Anything in life But you
Paradise in the view of Islam is the topic of this episode of today's special. Paradise means a better world, a paradise with a pleasing atmosphere and full of varying bounties in which the righteous would live after death. The Holy Quran has mentioned it as garden, which denotes a place full of greenery and trees. In Quran, there are numerous verses which promise paradise to the believers and enumerate its different beauties and bounties. The verses describe paradise as a place of extremely high standards and pleasing atmosphere in which different types of bounties are ready. They include verdant trees below which streams of sweet water flow, different delicious and fragrant fruits which would be obtained without any efforts.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum and welcome. This is your host Ali and we are with you with another topic. Today, inshallah, we are going to talk about heaven and the abiders of heaven, al-Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Darus Salam, home of peace. It is a name, and it's a name and feature of heaven, according to some exegetes of the Holy Quran. Since Salam or peace is a divine name, Darus Salam means the home of God, which shows the value of the heaven. The next term that refers to the heaven is Darul Akhirah, home of the hereafter. It occurs 9 times in the Holy Quran, or Darul Khuld, home of eternity, home of eternity, that is like what we see in Surah or chapter 41, verse 28. Darul Muqamah, O home of everlasting dwelling. Again, Darul Qarar, Darul Muttaqin, Maqamin Amin, Maq'ad Sidq, seat of truth. O Aliyun, high place. Oh, Husna, these are the names that we usually see in the Holy Quran that refer to the heaven in general. Now we want to focus about the features and characteristics of the heaven. Some features of the heaven are usually mentioned in the Holy Quran and Hadith from the infallibles. According to Al-Quran, the heaven is a place where prosperous people reside in the afterlife, gardens with many green and dense trees, with rivers streaming beneath them, springs, various fruits, and a moderate temperature. These are the features that we usually read in the Holy Quran. According to chapter 3, verse 133, and chapter 57, verse 21, the heaven is as wide as the skies and the earth. Exegetes of the Quran, such as At-Tabarsi and Fakhr al-Razi, and also Allama al-Tabatabai, rahmatullahi alayhi, have appealed to these verses to show that it is beyond the human mind to conceive the vastness of the heaven.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Now the pleasures of paradise. One of the pleasures of paradise is social relationship. Yes, as for the remorse felt due to a rift in personal relationships, people will never hear any evil or hurting comments or a speech in paradise. They will only hear good words and words of peace. God says in the Holy Quran, chapter 56, verses 25 and 26, they will not hear therein ill speech or commission of sin, but only the saying of peace, peace, assalam, assalam. There will be no enmity between people nor ill feelings. As Prophet said, there will be no hatred or resentment among them, their hearts will be as one, and they will glorify Allah morning and evening. People will have the best of companions in the hereafter, who were also the best people in the world. The hearts of the people of paradise will be pure, their speech will be good, their deeds righteous. There will be no hurtful, upsetting, offensive, or provocative talk there, for paradise is free of all worthless words and deeds. So welcome to this part that we suggest a way to achieve paradise. Call upon your Lord while you still can. Call upon Allah now you still can. Call upon Him for every matter, every situation, or even every hardship you are in, and ask Him to protect you from the fire. And those in the fire will say to the keepers and angels of hell, call upon your Lord to lighten for us the torment for a day. They will say, did there not come to you your messengers with clear evidence and signs? They will say, yes. They will reply, then call as you like. Holy Quran, chapter 40, verses 49 to 50.
There are certain things in life, not just in Jannah, this is the next life. There are certain things in life where you cannot describe them. If you bring me a blind individual, and he was born blind, can I explain to that person through my words what the colors are? What's the difference between blue and red and green and black and white? No, because through words you cannot explain them. That person has to physically see the colors, only then he will understand. Can you explain to a fetus in its mother's womb what this dunya is like? You can't. He has to come, experience it, and feel it. So if in the dunya there are things that we cannot understand through words, you want to understand al-jannah, which is a different life, which is the hereafter. You want to understand it through words? Our words will never do justice to Al-Jannah. Even our imagination cannot comprehend what Al-Jannah is. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran about Al-Jannah, He says, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ Allah says, no soul knows. No individual, no human being knows what has been hidden for them from the pleasures of Al-Jannah. Why does Allah say, مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ What has been hidden for them? Allah mentions the ni'am of the Jannah in the Quran. So why does He say what has been hidden? Do you know why Allah says that? The mufassireen of the Quran, the commentators, they say the reason why Allah used the word, مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ is because the Jannah and its ni'am are beyond our imagination, so thus it's as if our minds are concealed from understanding what is al-Jannah. It's like I tell you, you see that room? There's something beautiful in that room. What is it? I can't tell you. It's hidden from you. Why can't I tell you? Because I don't have a way to explain to you what Jannah is.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further.
Dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions at parstoday.com/en. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fiamonella.